Suddenly, a cry rang through the building. When the men started up and seized their swords, the monster fled, but the Danes found that one of their bravest warriors had been killed. Then there was great mourning in the hall, and messengers were sent to tell the sad news to the king.
"Oh, if Beowulf had only been there!" cried Hrothgar when he heard what had happened.
Some of the men then ran to wake Beowulf, who was asleep in the king's palace. Surprised at the sudden call, Beowulf and his warriors hastened to the king.
"Oh, Beowulf," said Hrothgar, "a great sorrow has come to us. A monster from the lake has killed one of my bravest companions."
"Do not weep, O king," said Beowulf. "Let me see the track of this monster, and give me one day, and I promise to slay this enemy also." Following the tracks, Beowulf and the king came to the shore of the dark lake. Then the great hero once more made ready for battle. He put on his coat of steel and his helmet, which no blade could cut. In his strong right hand, he carried his gleaming sword.